The maid looked at a connel for the pear and poured a jeelop of biling water for the kettle and now a steam pig to heat their bed. Minnie followed her cousin up the stairs to her own wee bedroom and doped down at the dresser to rug out her ribbons and came the tousles out of her hoodry head. Minnie's hair was as wavy as corrugated iron. Maist nights her ma would comb her hair out with a bean comb for fear she'd been smothered with beasties at Culrogie Squeal. The next she would have to chance the beasties, she was hour wearied to plover with a comb. As Minnie started to unbutton her blouse, she noticed in the keeking glass that Izzy was bedded with our clothes on. "Are you not turning your clothes?" she speared, moving Betsy, her dolly, being the booster, for fear that Izzy would flatten Betsy, Izzy being no respecter of their folks' dollies, or anything else for that matter. Izzy looked at Minnie up and down, sizing her up. "If you promise not to clip, I'll tell you a secret," quoth she. Minnie promised. "Swearing Betsy's life," Minnie swore. "Right, eh? I heard Jock Dow speaking to Alec and Ned at the rope you stream, tie, and a puckle mare loons feud by. The maid horseman for North is in Jock Dow, he sent out the sign to come to the jining."
"Fit sign? Fit jining?" speared Minnie, bamboozled.
Izzy tossed her head in disbelief. "Chach, do you not care no nothing, Minnie? The loons are to jine the brother head of the horseman. Seven of them had gotten a horse hair sent to them in an envelope with the time and the place and the ceremony. Alky een man bring a bottle of whisky, a loaf of bread, and a connel. They're all to meet outside your father's loft here just afore midnight to begin the horseman's word. Your folk and mine are over at Tully's, so Jock Dow said that he had free hand. For Meg Ramsay when I leave the house e'en she's bedded."
"Who does Jock Dow ken that?"
Izzy looked at Minnie sideways. "Because Jock Dow and Meg Ramsay are courting, and if Jock Dow hasna socks to see her, she'll go ben the house and take a stiff dram out of your father's bottle of whisky that he keeps for visitors, because she's clean daft in Jock Dow, and she winna sleep for worrying that he's gin off her. Och, even if she doesna ging to the bottle, she'll be that for folk and she'll sleep through the resurrection. Mind, she'd near a' the milking to dee hersel the night wi' her folk awa. Aye, she'll sleep through the resurrection, she'll be that wearied." Minnie stopped, came in her hair, and sat down in the bed aside Izzy. "I'd like fine to see if it'll do at a jining," quo' she. "But Jock Dow would catch us." "Jock Dow, when I catch us, he'll be our foe. And on our way, we're nae going to mak a soon. They'll nae even ken we're here." Izzy's imagination got the better of her. "They say the deal turns up wi' eyes divlicks. I'm nae gone then," quo' Minnie, suddenly feared. "I must have misheard the bit about the deal in divilics," wheedled Izzy, seeing that she'd painted some block a picture of the proceedings. "Creep underneath the bed, Claes, and wait till we hear the clock strike 11:30. Sign we'll run over to the loft and hide in the corn socks. They'll never be neen the wiser what we're there." Minnie minded a swatch, a song she'd heard her mother singing, and half kent knew what it meant. "First I get on for Bailey Loon, and syne I get on for third, and syne of course I hit to get at the horseman's grip and word." The young loons of the district would get the grip and word this very night, and hersel and Izzy would see it.